You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The forecast for Southwest Wisconsin for your weekend from Brittany Merlot. We're looking for mostly sunny, windy, quite a bit warmer today, a high of 81. For tonight, breezy, maybe a shower late in the night, 49. Sunny, breezy, cooler on Sunday, just the mid-60s. Monday, 68 with tons of sunshine. Then Tuesday, maybe some light frost early, sunny skies, and we warm back up to 70 degrees. It's currently 41. Listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Impending goodbyes. I'm falling, I'm folded, I'm wilted in place at the sight of you standing with streaks down your face. You got your heart broke, go running from the reason. Get your heart broke, don't give up on believing in me. Heart broke, who kept me from leaving with my heart broke? She's a bore if you're lonely. Sheer madness prevails upon reason to you. But all is not lost, it is only mistaken. A small consolation, but I know just how you feel. You got your heart broke, go running from the reason. Got your heart broke. Sides that need some good touching. Nobody said that it would not be worth it. The human conditions continue such. You got your heart broke, go running from the reason. Got your heart broke, don't give up on believing in me. Heart broke, well, who kept me from leaving with my heart broke? You got your heart broke.
That's a great song from Ricky Skaggs called Heartbroken. If you think that one's a classic, which it is, don't get me wrong, but that one's a new release compared to us traveling back to 1952 with The Innovator. For your weekend wake up, Hank Williams.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me, oh my, oh. Me gotta go. Pull the P-Roll down the bio. My Yvonne, the sweetest one. Me, oh my, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my Mashaz Amio. Pick it tough, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Fartin' knows the place is buzzing. Kinfolk come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dress in style and go hog wild, me oh my oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Jambalaya, a crawfish pie, and a filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my Mashaz Amio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my Mashaz Amio. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio.
About 1800 and some, a Louisiana couple had a red-headed son. No name suited him, Jim, Jack, or Joe. They just called him Billy Bio. Billy, Billy Bio, watch where you go. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy Bio, watch what you say. A pretty girl will get you one of these days. Billy was a boy kinda big for his size. Red hair and freckles and big blue eyes. 13 years from the day he was born, Bill fought the battle of the Little Big Horn. Billy, Billy Bio, watch where you go. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy Bio, watch what you say. A pretty girl will get you one of these days. One sad day, Billy cried, ho, ho, I can whip the feathers off a Geronimo. He smarted off, the chief got mad, this nearly ended our Louisiana lad. Billy, Billy Bio, watch where you go, you're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy Bio, watch what you say, a pretty girl will get you one of these days. One day in 1878, a pretty girl walked through Bill's front gate. He didn't know whether to stand there or run. He wound up married cause he didn't either one. Billy, Billy Bio, watch where you go. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy Bio, watch what what you say. A pretty girl will get you one of these days. Pretty girl will get you one of these days.
When you hear great tunes on WRCO, remember, it's all possible thanks to the support of Meyer Oil and LP, serving Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties.
I'm standing at the crossroads in life, and I don't know where to go. You know you got my heart, babe, but my music's got my soul. Let me play it one more time. I'll tell the truth and make it right. Understand me. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, VJ, he's been a good dog, my best friend, right through it all. If I die before I wake, now Broadway's like a sewer, bums and hookers everywhere. Wine all passed out on the sidewalk, doesn't anybody care? Some say he's worthless, just let him be. I for one would have to disagree. So would their mamas. Now I lay me down to sleep and pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, VJ, he's been a good dog, my best friend, right through it all. If I die before I wake, VJ. Now if you get an ear pierced, some will call you gay. But if you drive a pickup, they'll say no, you must be straight. What we are and what we ain't, what we can and what we can't, does it really matter? Now I lay me down to sleep, pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake, my best friend, right through it all. If I die before I wake, VJ. If I die before I wake, VJ. If I die before I wake,
it's a MeTV television theme memory.
MeTV.
From WRCO-FM. MeTV.
I'm a little
listen to my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. First thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire. Kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. He said, California is the place you ought to be. So he loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie star. Time to say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back again to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Beverly Hillbillies, that's what they call them now. Nice folks. You all come back here.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO-FM. Good morning. With a look at sports on WRCO-FM, I'm Adam Hess. Richland Center hosted River Valley in homecoming football action last night, and it was a close one. Here's Phil Nee with more.
Richland Center came from behind to beat River Valley 21-20 in a homecoming game at Richland Center High School. At one point, the Blackhawks led 20-6 in the third quarter before the Hornets scored 15 unanswered points, including an 18-yard field goal with 9 seconds left to take the lead. The game was played without a working scoreboard, and the time was kept by the officials on the field. Andy Fisk threw a pass to Caden Plumley. The two-pointer failed, and River Valley was up 6-0. The Hornets scored in the first play of the second quarter on a 48-yard pass play from Jaden Shep to Brady Dosh. The Hornets failed to convert, and the score was tied. River Valley's defense made some key stops, including an interception from Sumner Knockreiner. The Hawks scored on the final play of the half when Lucas Klein threw a pass to Sam Poppy, and the score was 12-6 River Valley after two quarters. The Hawks opened the second half with a 10-yard quarterback Lucas Klein pass to Quincy Blakely on their first drive. Klein threw to Chase Gilbertson for the two-point conversion, and it was 20-6. That would be the last score for River Valley. The Hornets logged a touchdown late in the third quarter when Jaden Shep threw an 8-yard pass to Liam Fingerson. After a failed conversion, the score was 20-12 River Valley. That set the stage for a wild fourth quarter. The Hornets' Jaden Shep intercepted a pass. The Blackhawks' Caden Plumley picked off a pass. Richland Center turned the ball over on downs inside the River Valley 5-yard line with 2 minutes left. The Blackhawks, however, fumbled the ball and gave it back to the Hornets. Richland Center's Jaden Shep threw to Liam Fingerson on a 9-yard play, and it was 20-18. River Valley's defense stopped the two-pointer and kept the lead. Richland Center successfully recovered an onside kick when Wes Bosworth fell on the foot football, and the team was able to mount a last-ditch drive. On fourth down with 9 seconds left and the ball at the River Valley one-yard line, senior Grayson Banker kicked a field goal to give the Hornets a one-point lead. River Valley returned the ensuing kickoff and got one final play from scrimmage as quarterback Lucas Klein ran the ball to the Richland Center 45 and was tackled on the game's final play. With the 21-20 win, Richland Center wins its second one-point game of the season. They are 1-4 in the league and 2-5 overall. They will play at Dodgeville during Week 8. River Valley falls to 2-4 and 2-3 in the league. They will play host to Platteville next. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Thank you, Phil. Other games from the area last night. It was Lancaster shutting out Dodgeville 42-0. New Glarus picked up a 21-14 win over Platteville. And Prairie du Chien down Broadhead Judah 50-15. Scenic Bluffs Finals. Ithaca defeated Royal 35-7. Hillsboro shut out Brookwood 39-0. It was Bangor 28, Cashton 21. And New Lisbon over Nisida 40-2. Six Rivers Finals. Riverdale picked up a 20-point win over Boscobel 26-6. Potosi-Cassville 35-6 over Wazika Steuben. And River Ridge 55, Iowa Grant 16. From the SWAL, Mineral Point a big win over Southwestern. East Dubuque 35-26. Cuba City down Fenimore 49-18. And Darlington a 55-10 win over Lodi. Other games, Nakusa 36, Adams Friendship 12. Portage a 34-17 win over Sauk Prairie. Reedsburg upended Baraboo 42-7. Ripon 26, Mauston 6. Luther 28, Viroqua 14. Aquinas shut out Westby 45-0. And Berlin over Wisconsin Dells 42-6. Eight-player football, a couple of finals. DeSoto defeated Belmont Thursday night 32-6. Last night, Highland down North Crawford 16-6. And one eight-player game today, Kickapoo LaFarge travels to Waniwok Weston.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
The forecast for Southwest Wisconsin for your weekend, mostly sunny today, windy and warmer, a high of 81. For tonight, breezy with a tiny chance of showers later in the night, a low down to 49. Sunday, tomorrow, we're going to cool down a little bit. Sunny and breezy, a high in the mid-60s. On Monday, patchy frost possible early in the morning, but tons of sunshine and nice with a high at 68. On Tuesday, sunny skies and 70.
I don't know if I can explain it, 'cause there's really nothing different at all. The sun still burns, the earth still turns, and the winter still follows the fall. I knew that it wouldn't be easy for my heart to find somebody new, but I never thought it still would be broken in two these years after you. They tell me time is a natural healer. It kind of smooths the pain away. But this hurting within hasn't yet given in, and it's been over 2,000 days. I still remember the taste of your kisses and your eyes that were beautifully blue. And I can still hear the sound of your voice when you said we were through these years after you.
Years after you,
I'm still crying.
Tears.
There've been mornings when I couldn't wake up. There've been evenings when I couldn't sleep. My life will be fine for months at a time. Then I'll break down and cry for weeks. 'Cause when I told you I'd love you forever, I know you didn't think it was true. But forever is nothing compared to some nights I've been through in these years after you. I'm still crying.
Nobody doing it quite like John Conley, Years After You on Country and Community. 42 degrees, it's your weekend wake up. Lots of entertainment and fun planned for you today. Here's Crystal Gale.
With all my heart, I'm hoping you're okay. Guess who loves you? Somebody loves you. I couldn't reach you by the U.S. mail. You didn't leave a very easy trail. I tried the telephone to no avail. Guess who loves you? Somebody loves you. One thought to you every day. Guess who loves you? Somebody loves you.
Day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door. The blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today. It's all
R-C-O.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover. If you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Are you hungry for prime rib and pasta? Head up to Quail Run this Saturday, October 5th from 4 to 8 p.m. Which will you choose? Prime rib, lasagna, or fettuccine alfredo? The new burger of the month starts this week. It's our Bloody Mary burger. A half pound of fresh Angus cheddar cheese, slow-smoked candied bacon, and a chef-made Bloody Mary sauce topped with a skewer. Available all October. It's hauntingly delicious. And save room for dessert. Marshmallow cheesecake this month. We'll see you at Quail Run. So many choices. Alfredo. Know anyone?
Bubblegum, bubblegum, tastes so sweet. Get that bubblegum off your feet.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Knee inviting you to a 6-hour tribute to the greatest rock and roll ever put on vinyl. The best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s on Those Were the Days this Saturday night. In conjunction with the Forgotten Hits website, we'll be counting down the top 40 bubblegum songs of all time. Over 9,000 votes were received, and we'll see what your favorites are. From the likes of The Archies, Tommy Rowe, The Cowsills, The Shadows of Night, The Monkees, Bobby Sherman, and the Bay City Rollers. Oh my goodness, we're going to be back to our youth again. Saturday night, Those Were the Days is sponsored in part by Center Cinema Twins, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Turbos in Hub City, Mindum Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, Jay's Pedal Center, and A&W Restaurant of Boscobel. We hope you'll join us for some great rock and roll, bubblegum tunes, and the fall of 72 this Saturday night.
Great music for the weekend, 100.9 WRCO. Standing on the mountain looking down on the city, the way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down the mountainside. Many times I've been there, many times I cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love, high on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till early dawn, hoping that you're lonely and you miss me too, hoping just for chance that I'll get a glimpse of you, trying hard to find you somewhere above.
You should be ashamed, and you
do your daddy's will. Oh, Lucy, you just won't do your daddy's will. Well, there ain't nothing to you, but I love you still. Oh, Lucy, please come back where you belong. Oh, Lucy, please come back where you belong. I've been good to you, baby. Please don't leave me alone. Well, I woke up this morning, Lucille was not in sight. Asked my friends about her, but all their lips were tied. Lucille, won't do your daddy's will. Well, there ain't nothing to you, I love you still. Well, I woke up this morning, Lucille was not in sight. Asked her friends about her, but all that left was tied. Lucille, please come back where you belong. I've been good to you, baby.
Listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got saved. Four that wanna own me, two that wanna store me, one says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try, understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flat big Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say me. Sweet love.
who's never left home, who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own. A place in the clouds, a foundation of stone. Many precede and many will follow. A young girl's dreams no longer hollow. It takes the shape of
great big good morning to Lisa hanging out in Delavan, joining us on the Civic Media app this morning. Also, Kim on her way. Oh, yeah, she's got to work hard today. Hey, we all do, though, right? It's the weekend, but we're still working. Kim, thanks for joining us. Here's Vince Gill with High Lonesome Sound from WRCO-FM and your weekend wake up. Let's go get them, kids.
I'm WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
There are some uncertainties about the direction of corn and soybean prices here in early October. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You are made for farming. So is Stein. Each year you look to make the most of every opportunity and to find success on your own terms. Stein Seed Company is right there with you. Stein has yield. Kurt Covington, Senior Director at Ag America Lending, tells Brownfield there are some questions about whether or not corn and soybeans have put in their seasonal lows.
Well, I would like to think that we've kind of gotten to some seasonal lows, but I was just out in the Midwest last week, and with few exceptions, people are telling me that they're going to possibly see record yields. So if that is in fact the case, it could be that supplies of these, of both corn and beans come Thanksgiving time could be a lot higher than we thought. And then, of course, the stock-to-use ratio continues to get out of whack. So do I think we're at new lows? I'm optimistic about that, but I'm also a little bit concerned at this point, given what I've seen out in the market. And I would say just, you know, perhaps the only saving grace is the strength of the U.S. dollar is moderated a bit, so it might help on the export side.
Historically, in terms of that stocks to usage ratio, Covington says,
but we've seen that in these types of situations, the commodity prices tend to go lower. I can remember similar situation when corn was selling somewhere around 285, 3 bucks. You were almost in the same position that we're headed now. And again, do I think we're going to head down to that area of $3 corn? No. But do I see it falling below $4? I do. If what I'm seeing out in the marketplace in terms of production yields hold up.
And Covington says that even with very large, if not record, corn and soybean crops in 2024, some producers might be in a slightly better storage situation than they have been in previous years.
Well, I think so. You know, it's really interesting, and I take this more from the perspective of the growers that we have in our portfolio, and I would say if you talk to them, probably 9 out of 10 of them find themselves in a position where they have more capacity than they did over some period of time. There are a few out there that have extended their marketing plans. I'm not sure that was a smart idea. But yes, I think there will probably be more availability of storage come through this harvest for sure.
Now here's Megan Grebner. Megan.
Thanks, John. It took all week for direct cash cattle trade to take place, and it was at the benefit of sellers. Live deals are marked at $186 in the South. That's about a dollar higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals were around $296, about $2 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Tony Hancock with the Missouri Department of Agriculture says it was a roller coaster of a week in sale barns across the state.
When all is said and done, I think we probably came out a lot better than we expected. The sale barns around the state this week, starting to get into some of those fall type of calves. Numbers probably weren't as big as we expected this week. We're going to end up with about 23,000 head. On the steer side, you know, a lot of calves starting to show up, but they're really small bunches and quality is just from one extreme to the other. A small bunch of 515-pound steers in West Plains this week, just like 11 head of them sold at 312. The average on those light 5 weights this week was 295, and there just wasn't very many drafts of calves this week of any size. Now, when we got into some of the yearlings, we still found a few bigger drafts there. Windsor had a partload of 705-pound steers that brought 266, the average on those light 7 weights this week at 258. Then we had a load of 806-pound steers at 253 and a load of 965-pound steers this week, brought 237, a really good price on those. Now, when we look at the heifers, there was a little bit of a different story there. We saw several bigger drafts of heifers this week, a lot of them in thin flesh conditions, and some of those heifers brought some really good prices, in some cases surpassing the steers, actually. And then we had a full load of 707-pound heifers making, tagged as thin. They brought 255, 10, the average on those sub-weight heifers this week at 241.
Thanks, Tony. And to wrap up, according to the weekly feeder pig report from the USDA, early weaned pigs were $2 per head higher. Feeder pigs were $3 per head higher. Demand was steady for moderate offerings. The weighted average for all early weaned pigs was $43.42, and the weighted average for all feeder pigs was $59.01. With John Perkins, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 5 weekends of campaigning until Election Day, and across the country, voters are weighing their concerns. For Sandra Jury in San Francisco, the future of the Middle East is a major issue.
I think Kamala and Tim Walz would do a better job of that. I think Trump is extremely selfish and can't see beyond his own ego.
In Vero Beach, Florida, Christine Lucas says,
I'm hoping Trump wins because of the economy. Yeah. That's my whole reason for voting, is the economy.
Today, Trump returns to Butler, Pennsylvania for a rally on the same site where he was injured in an assassination attempt in July. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in North Carolina viewing the damage left by Helene. Storm now responsible for at least 220,000 deaths as power restoration efforts continue in the hardest hit